makes you forget everything that God has already accomplished. And the enemy wants you to forget the track record that you have with God. He wants you to forget all the goodness of God. When you're afraid, when you feel it, it's human to feel it. There's nothing wrong with feeling it. You have to just decide, like Jehoshaphat did earlier, to pivot your attention, to not fix your eyes on the thing that's making you afraid, but to intentionally fix your eyes on Jesus, the one who can do something about the thing that's causing the fear in the first place. You have to pivot. It's intentional, y'all. It's not going to happen by chance. You're going to have to choose to focus your attention on the promises of God, on the character of God, on the victories that God has already brought you in your past, which is why one of the most important spiritual disciplines, it didn't start off as a spiritual discipline, it's kind of just something I was doing, but one of the most important spiritual disciplines I recognize now that I'm so grateful that I've done is kept a journal of God's work throughout my life. Listen, if you've never started doing that, I'm going to encourage you to do it now. And I'm not the kind of organized. I've always admired those women with their little colored pencils and their new journal. They start every year out with the new journal. I'm not that kind of sister. I'm not the one that's going to sit down and write every day the details of everything that has happened throughout my day. That ain't happening. But when something happens in that month or 3 months later where I see the hand of God orchestrating events that other people would call coincidence, or when I look back on something and I realize, you know what, it felt like an interruption at the time, but now I see it was a divine intervention. When I see the hand of God moving, or when he shows up in an unexplainable way and I recognize his providence in my life, I've had this track record of just writing it down. Y'all, this has been the best tool for me, an instrument that has been used when I get into a season of life where I feel afraid or nervous, or I have a little anxiety about something that's happening in my personal life or ministry life or career life. In any way, when I have fear and I feel like it's going to incapacitate me, that I don't even want to show up because I'm not capable, I'm not skilled, I'm not trained in that, I'm not the one who's best suited for that, I open up my journal and I look back to what God has already accomplished. If he did it then, he will do it now. You need a track record. You need to be able to remind yourself of what God has already accomplished in your life.